hey, baby. Yeah, I'm in the living room.
Hi there. How's your day? You have the day off tomorrow? That's so great.
Yeah, I just got home a few hours ago. Decided I'd relax on the couch for a bit.
Well, maybe I was waiting for you.
Now you should maybe get over here so we could cuddle.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, I do have the day off tomorrow. And now that you have tomorrow off as well, we can just roll around in bed all day.
Oh, don't worry. I'm going to hold you in my arms while cuddling you to death. So don't worry.
Well, we can just snuggle in bed all day and night.
Of course, kisses as well, but first, cuddles.
You like that?
But, you know, you have to cuddle me all day too, right?
What? No?
What? You said that's a deal breaker?
No. Now deal's over.
No.
Your apologizing won't help at all.
No. No, okay, no.
Fine. I forgive you.
Yes, I'll cuddle you again.
Come here, you big cuddly bear.
Yeah, I guess your cuddles won me.
But it's kind of worth it.
I really miss holding you in my arms and being held by you like this.
I know you've had such a rough week, but you can relax now. Here with me.
You know what? Let me get up and I'll make us some tea.
Yes, of course. I'll make the jasmine tea for you.
Don't worry. I'll be back in just a bit.
Okay, I'm back. But here, let me put that down first. Watch out, it's still really hot. Yeah, let's wait for it to cool down a bit. It is chilly today. Let me get the blanket so we can just snuggle under there while we wait. There we go. Now, hold me. I want to be the little spoon.
What? No, I really want to.
Okay, fine. Then you'll be the little spoon, you silly dork.
You know what? But the good thing is about being the big spoon.
No?
Well, you can't stop me from poking you.
Yay, I won. No, we really don't have to switch right now.
No, it's fine.
No, stop it. I'm the queen, and I command you to let yourself be cuddled right now. Yes, your princess has turned into a queen, and she commands you to let her cuddle you.
Doesn't really matter how I reach the queen status.
But now you should obey my orders, right?
Good. Now let me spoon you. Perfect. You want me to stroke your hair? Of course, baby. Can I kiss your forehead? Well, I need to kiss and cuddle my baby. Well, because my baby's so amazing, hardworking, and caring. I know how hard some days can be, but I know you can get through them, and you do. I'm so proud of how much you've accomplished, and I know you'll reach your goals and get to where you want to be. And, you know, I'm here with you every step of the way. And since you're so amazing and hardworking, you deserve being cuddled like this. Plus, you know, as much as I love being cuddled, I love being the one cuddling you. I love holding you so much. You know, when I was younger, I would always cuddle up in my blankets really tight. Yeah, my mom used to say I would always want a blanket over me, even if it was extremely warm that day. I guess I felt safe and protected. And I still feel safe and protected when I cuddle you. Or when you cuddle me. I guess knowing you're there and I can trust you makes me feel safe. I'm just really glad I can share this feeling with you, you know? Plus, I guess I used to be scared of a lot of things when I was younger. So, the blankets would protect me from the monsters, I guess. What? I'm not still scared of a lot of things. Well, not counting rat spiders and huge bugs, right? Whatever. What else was I afraid of when I was younger? Well, I was afraid of loud noises, like thunder. But I remember my dad would take me out to the balcony while there was thunder and would explain to me how it was just the clouds making those horrendous noises. At first, 4-year-old me was frightened out of my mind, but then after some time I realized it was just the sound and I guess I wasn't so scared anymore. Yeah, it was quite an accomplishment, if I do say so myself. Yeah, I am surprised that I haven't told you these stories. But I'm glad I get to share them with you now. And talking about thunderstorms, it's funny because the day we met, it was storming really hard. You remember? Thinking something great would come by going to that party, that stormy day was completely out of mind. Well, yeah, I was quite the nerdy, slightly shy girl. And, you know, I'm not much of an extreme partier. But then I met you, and I guess all that social anxiety was worth it. and thinking we'd come this far is crazy. I mean, it was so unexpected, but I've loved every second of it. You too. Baby. What? Why are you turning around? Baby. Yeah, I guess I wasn't expecting a kiss. But I don't mind. Stop. When you call me those names, it makes me blush. This is so perfect. You holding me and I holding you. Yeah. I am getting a bit sleepy. You too, baby? Well, why don't we nap for a bit? Oh yeah, the tea, I forgot. I mean, it's okay. We can just warm it up after some sleepy time. Yeah. Oh, and if you want, we can also bake some sweets and watch a movie when we wake up. Okay, baby? I'm looking forward to it. Night, baby.